This is Brandon.
Baby. This ain't God. This is Stanley Earl.
Welcome to Kimi Pod, where we explore the challenges and triumph of modern men. Join us for discussions on mental health, relationships, career growth, fitness, and masculinity. Tune in weekly for inspiring stories, practical tips, and supportive community dedicated to personal development and balance in life. What's good, my brother?
Yeah. What's happening with you, my brother?
And too much. Q, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Chilling. Nothing much.
Hey, how y'all boys' Thanksgiving was, man?
You know, it was mid. You know, ain't nothing too crazy happen, you know.
Yeah.
Same old turkey and stuff in it, you know.
You ain't stuff like nothing, did it?
Nah, he did. I said that boy. Nah, he did too much of that, man.
Okay.
I ain't did too much of that, man.
What about you, Q?
Mine was pretty decent. I had to work. Man, seemed like when you get off, you got to hit every residence. There don't be enough time in the day.
Yeah.
Not enough time in the day. But overall, it was good.
Okay.
Everybody's still here, so ain't nothing to complain about.
Okay. Man, listen,
thankful,
man.
Thankful.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this time of the year, it seemed like everybody want to leave here, man. Like,
I'm telling you, man, I've been on Facebook and I'm like, man, let me get off this for my mental health.
Boy, listen here, boy.
Man, I'm talking about every
man.
Post, RIP, I'm sorry you did us like this, man. I'm like, Lord Jesus, it's kind of scary, man.
Scary. I seen, here's a family from Lamar or whatever, and they lost their grandparents in a week, both of them.
Goodness.
Just this past week. Just this past week, they lost the granddaddy and the grandma in the same week, boy. I said, boy, look at him. It's tough, boy.
Yeah, it is tough, man. Reason why I asked that, because I've been seeing RIP all through Facebook, man, social media. People, loved ones been dropping during the holidays, man. I said, dang, this, you know, this give me a little anxiety. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I think about my family and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I know other people, you know, I'm like, man. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, some years ago, I had lost, you know, some of my loved ones around this time of the year, too. I said, damn, why people be ready to leave here during the holidays? I mean, I know they ain't got no control of that.
Right.
That's just weird how that happened.
And also, my fault came in to cut you off. You know, one of our brothers in the chat, he said he just, either he lost somebody, you know, or he knows some people that, you know, that passed, whatever, you know. Condolences to that family too, man. Or to all the families that lost somebody, you know, within the past month of this year. You know, because it is, like I say, it's been a rough year for everybody, man. But my fault, Q. Go ahead.
Let me start with this. First off, we want to thank God for, you know, our circle not being broken.
Come on.
For anybody that has lost anyone, we send him condolences to you and your family. We pray that God give you a peace that passes understanding.
Come on.
And, you know, just if you need help and you go through the grieving process, don't let nobody rush you through it. If you need help, seek counseling, seek therapy. That's pretty much all I got for that.
That's tough. And you know, while we on this subject right here, man, you know, how y'all feel about, well, I mean, man, really how y'all feel about it, but, you know, when people, when people lose a loved one, they put it all on the car and, you know, all that kind of stuff. They, man,
on the shirt.
On the shirts and, you know, I mean, even my sister did that with my dad passed years ago. Like, she put it on the back of a car. I said, me personally, I ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, do y'all feel so like they ain't passed that or something? I mean, what y'all thoughts about that though?
To me, when it comes to the shirts, just the shirts alone, it depends on the lifestyle that the person live. Because when my grandpa passed, he was a bishop, and one of my cousins wanted to do a shirt for him. I said, man, we not walking in no church with my granddaddy on no shirt. We not even about to do it like that. So I think, you know, however you got to get through the process, you know, whatever you need to do. It's not something that I would do, but you know, if that's what you feel you need to do to get through the process, whatever help you heal, then you know, you do that.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it too, because I ain't really that type of person to put nobody on my shirt or even get no tattoos, you know what I'm saying? I think the way I honor a person is just based off of the individual. The way I honor a person is through my lifestyle, through, you know, how I live. Like, for instance, my granddaddy, lost him earlier this year. And, you know, he always dropped wisdom. I always come to him for all types of stuff. But at the same time, you know, with me, with honoring him, it's just based off of how he, you know, all the knowledge he dropped into me. I mean, I just kind of live it through my life. And then also teach my kids, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. the same teaching he gave me. But gotcha. Respect, I think it really is based off the individual, their lifestyle and stuff like that. But shoot, I'm just really thankful that the group, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and we, you know, we still got the group the way it is, man. And, you know, I ain't even going to lie, man. I ain't want to get sentimental. But y'all boys mean a lot to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Yeah. And like y'all boys say, you know, yeah. we just giving thanks right now, just thankful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For the whole King Me group and for our families too, man. You know? Because, you know, that health, I mean, you know. And, I mean, but you ain't necessarily got to be the healthiest person on earth to, you know, to pass. Now, because shit, a lot of healthy folks, they leave him too now.
They up out of here, boy.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's your time.
You feel me?
The leaning tree ain't the one that always falls. You know, that's what they
Ooh,
be saying. So.
Come on. Hold on. Say it again. I don't think they heard you just now, brother.
The leaning tree ain't the one that always falls. So, you know.
Damn. Where you come from, boy? that's a good little bar just now, nephew. Okay, that ain't bad, eh, boy? Yeah, man. Like, we just giving thanks, man, and thankful for our families, for each and every family out there, man.
Hold on, I gotta say this.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Man, I think a lot of times we go in life and we the things that we consider like very small, very minute. I think we might have hit on this the last time. I don't know, but I think we have to be more grateful. We have to show more gratitude because, like, I think we just sometimes we feel like it's a given that we're gonna be here. You might wake up and put on your shoes and clothes, but you don't know who's going to take them off. We just think automatically, like, it's granted to us to be here. Like, we plan for days and days out, months, years, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we don't really, like, really sit back and thank God for just, you know, everything I got. You got to appreciate the now is you know, you got to appreciate the now, be grateful for the now, because the future going to come. It's going to work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
But we get so caught up a lot of times on, I'm 10 years ahead of time. Thank God for the now. Like, I just thank God for health, strength, being able to just be in my right mind, man. That in itself, like, you work and where we work, you know, man, being in your right mind, that's something that we consider small.
Boy, look at him.
Boy, listen, that's something for real. It's
I'm
something.
I'm telling you. And being, like you said, being in that industry, man, she. You see it every day, man.
I'm telling you.
Boy, look at him.
You know what? You know what I think about while y'all talking, man? The backstory. You know what I'm saying? You know how you see somebody, you know, even a homeless person, you know, nobody know their backstory. Mm-hmm. What drove them to that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy right now that walk around all the time in Florence.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they say he got money and stuff. He came from money. You know what I'm saying? But he witnessed his family died amongst him. You know what I'm saying? He was on the way home, and his family was leaving home and got in a real bad accident. You know what I'm saying? And he was right down the road. Mm-hmm. And that just drove him crazy. You know what I'm saying? That drove him crazy. But a lot of people see, I always see him walking through. Nobody mess with him. He come through all the stores and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And not necessarily people that we see, like, you know, look homeless. They may not be homeless, and also they probably got money, but that don't mean nothing because they didn't kind of experience a traumatic event just really they didn't put them in the right mind. So it's a lot of times, you know, we kind of see people, and we don't know what they got them there or drove them to that point.
That's a good point, brother.
I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying. But with that being said. Because I ain't want to spoil, you know what I'm saying? we went down this road, but I kind of glad we kind of touched bases on this stuff, man.
It need to be said, brother.
It did need to be said. In the group chat, man, we talked about some stuff, man, and I got Q on this, man. We was talking about, and he said, I ain't going to say it disrespectful, but, man, he talking about that mama mentality overrated. I want you to speak a little more on that, man.
In basketball terms.
Basketball terms. Okay. Basketball terms.
For, hold on. Before you get the carry load, I was looking at the message now.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm going to see how far this right here goes. But it seemed like Q, he always take it a step further. I like, you know what? I was gonna chime in, but I like, you know what? I'm gonna save it for the podcast because I want him to, you know what I'm saying, break it down for me what he mean by that. But I mean, like you said, everybody got their own perspective of the situation or whatever. But this young king right here, he be going a little deeper. So, my brother,
okay,
do your thing.
So to me, mama mentality in basketball.
Hold on. So let's go back to how this whole conversation started. You know what I'm saying? So don't go on the ass end of it. Now tell them how everything came about. First off,
okay, it came about because I saw a post. I think it was Kenny Smith said, LeBron, if you take away the stats, skill wise, LeBron is not top 10. No, he said he is top 10. He's not top 3. He said, take away all the stats.
Take all the stats, yeah.
LeBron, like skill wise, is only top 10. He's not top 3, top 2, number 1, none of that. Okay, so we get in the group and we bouncing ideas. We're going back and forth. So somebody mentioned the Mamba mentality. And when we speaking on basketball, to me, the Mamba mentality is somewhat overrated.
Go ahead, brother.
And I feel like with LeBron, he gets crucified for not having that mentality. But really and truly, LeBron is a killer to me. He just make the right play. Like, they look at Jordan and Kobe and say, because these guys going to shoot over three people with 2 seconds left on the clock. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the Mamba mentality. That's the mentality you need. If I'm LeBron and I got Kyrie Irving, who's a sniper, why would I shoot over three people? If it's three people on me and Kyrie open, why would I not give the rock off? That's, to me, that's smart. That's it's not the so-called killer instinct that you want him to have, but it's the right basketball play. So that's what led me to say the Mamba mentality in basketball is a little bit overrated. Make the right play. Because if you were coaching and you had a player that took a shot over three people and had a sniper in the corner, you're going to feel some type of way. I would think if I was coaching somebody and I know I got somebody that's capable of hitting that three over there and I got a man that take a shot over three people, yeah, man, that was selfish.
But you LeBron James, though.
I don't care who you are. Make the smart. That man beside you is Kyrie Irving. Make the smart play.
Hey, one thing for sure. I'm gonna tell you this. Kobe Bryant practiced all them tough shots you've seen him do. He practiced every last one of them shots. Mm-hmm. He put himself through the most ridiculous situation, like that would might be played out in the game, and he practiced them shots. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why, like, for me, you know, what seemed tough to one person, it might not be tough to Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Because he practiced those.
Well, let me ask you a question. Go ahead. To that point, to your knowledge, did Kobe make more of those or did he miss more?
Like 50-50.
I don't believe that. I don't believe he's like 50-50.
It is 50-50.
I don't believe it.
So you think?
It's the same amount of percentage.
I think he probably missed more.
You think so?
It's the same percentage of my LeBron James making the right play and somebody miss it. If not, the same percentage.
Okay. Where we at right now?
I respect it.
So do you think that, you know, when Kobe's shooting over three people for to get that last bucket, you know, to win the game, you don't think he trusts his teammates, or you think he just trying to be selfish as shit and, you know, had a last shot, say, okay, you know, I won the game for us, woo-de-woo. Like, what's your take on that, though?
I think in some cases he may not trust his teammates, but I also think it's just some people just born with this dog in them, like, if it's going to crumble, it's going to crumble on my back. Yeah. And that's how he's wired. Yeah, that's how Jordan is wired. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard. You would have to do a factory reset on those guys in order for them not to take that shot. It's just they're wired that way. Sometimes I feel like he may not trust his teammates, but at the end of the day, if it's going to crumble, it's going to crumble on my back. So I guess that's just their mentality.
It's kind of hard when you think about it. It's hard. It's certain things you practice and you do all the time. Mm-hmm. And you believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. I think it's hard to believe in somebody else going to make a shot and make this shot in crucial time versus me. And I practice this all the time. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mentality, like you just said, my mentality is a little different. But what I would say with LeBron James, man, he gonna always make that right play. And in some cases, like, you know, as fans, as a fan of the game, sometimes I want him to take over because it's like nobody can really stop him when he's going downstream. Nobody can stop him. Yeah, man. Nobody can stop him. That's the only thing about him that I, you know, saying I'm like, man, with his ability, man, this man need to take over the game. For instance, I'll give you an example, and I'm always bringing this up. When he played the Mavericks and he took over that game and he want to be a playmaker.
Okay, so what they do with LeBron is they pick out the times where he don't. Mm-hmm. Nobody don't speak on Boston when he dropped, 25 in a row? Or maybe that was Detroit. They don't speak on those times. They only speak on the times like he just spoke on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, with Jordan, this is why I don't like Jordan fans. Jordan fans act like he only played 6 years in the league.
That's true.
According to them, Jordan ain't never have a game under 30.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't never got put out of playoffs early. He went to every championship. He won every championship. So, like, I just don't like Jordan fans. They ain't realistic. Like, put the same metrics on him that you put on LeBron. Now, when it come to clutch, when it come to Mamba mentality,
yeah,
Jordan has that. But we not going to act like Jordan only played 6 years in the league. Because that's what Jordan fans
like
to do.
He just played like 15 years.
I mean, LeBron fans, they feel the same way about him, though. You know, as you said, Jordan fans feel about him.
Nah, I feel like LeBron fans, like they really give him his knocks. Like, you could have hard down LeBron fans, but we realistic. Mm-hmm. Like that Mavericks series that they lost when he was in Miami, that shouldn't happen. Now, the Golden State stuff, I can't really fault him on that. You know, Kyrie and Kevin Love got injured one time, and then you going against KD, Steph, and Klay. Like,
well, before that, it was just the first core group of people, but minus KD.
Hold up, with injury, you forgot that Kyrie and Kevin Love got hurt.
Yeah, them boys both stars. They both stars, man. Who? What star? You count Klay as a star?
Let's go.
He's not a star because of his personality, but they're not a star. No, now we not gonna act like Klay ain't one of the best shooters in league history.
Man, how much he averaged?
During that now or during that time?
During that time. He only averaged really about, I think, pulling up like 21 points.
But you gotta think, when you playing against a team, when your stuff is twos, theirs is threes. Three is more than two all the time. Klay might not have no points. No, okay, when you was playing that Golden State team, no lead was ever safe. So LeBron led both teams in every category. Like, so sometimes I think they get on LeBron, and I'm like, if you lead your team and the other team in every statistical category, what more can you do?
Man, that man was going so hard against Golden State, first time being in that position. You know, this wasn't LeBron James' first time being in that position, though. But this was Golden State first time ever being in that position, 2015, 2016. Very first time. He should have won. Because I think if you would have took the role players that LeBron James had and put it on Golden State in that system, I truly believe they still would have won.
You said a great part in the system. Also, you talking about Amon Shumpert and J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
J.R. Smith is one of the most streakiest three-point shooting people I've ever seen.
Yep.
He'll have one game where he could knock down seven, then the next game won't hit one, and it'd be missing bad. Like, so we not talking about no snipers. Thompson and Curry, those are snipers. Everybody else that was on that Cavs team, streaky. I think with a healthy Kyrie Irving and a healthy Kevin Love, they would have did what they were supposed to do. But LeBron led that series in every category. Like, y'all got to give me something. You got to give me something.
Yeah, he did. They was at one point in time was talking about he should have got MVP.
Right,
Golden State won.
You lose the finals, and people saying you still should have got the MVP. That tells you enough, right there.
Yeah, he went hard in that series, man. But then that following year, when they had got everybody back, and I look at how they kind of struggle with all these stars, and they struggle with Golden State.
That was the 3-1 year.
Yeah, their very first win in Golden Cavaliers.
Yeah, that, Yeah, but they did something that no team has ever done. So we can't even talk about that. They came back from 3-1. So,
well, yeah, they.
And then we're gonna speak on KD. It ain't like he ain't blew a 3-1 lead to the same team that he went and joined. So you know, you know.
I truly think, to be honest, I think that Kyrie had deserved MVP of that year.
Oh my goodness!
Go ahead and speak.
That's just my opinion.
Go ahead and speak, King. Go ahead and speak.
They both average almost about the same.
Yeah, that's one category, points.
Yeah, and
LeBron was rebounding, assisting, steals, blocks. Come on, you get MVP
probably
just
two
off
blocks more.
But he did a lot more. So
I think she got MVP from winning that game.
No block by LeBron. No shot for Kyrie Irving.
Ain't nobody was scoring that.
They wouldn't, but that layup, that, and then it's the crazy part about that layup. LeBron had his hands like up. Either way it had went, LeBron was gonna get that. So without that block, that changed something in them dudes. Cause I watched the interview that Iguodala did, and he said he had never seen nothing like that. He said he thought he was clear, and out of nowhere, LeBron just came. One of the loudest blocks he ever heard. So without that block, that shot wouldn't really meant too much.
I hear that. You a real LeBron James fan, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Stop it.
Now, you said something earlier about in basketball, it's good to have probably the Mamba mentality. But in other areas, you think is helpful. You want to go in more details with that?
When it comes to, you know, maybe career, relationship, anything, like the relentlessness that the Mamba mentality is, I think you need that for all other endeavors in life. Just basketball is not needed. It's overrated in basketball. But in life, I think the people that are successful, where they want to be successful at, are the people with the Mamba mentality. Like you look at the billionaire guys. If they didn't have that mentality, they wouldn't be where they are. So sometimes I think we feel like we're wired like that, but I look at a guy like Kobe, and I watched a lot of interviews, and he would say like how sometimes his finger could be dislocated, could have a broken finger, but I'm still going to come out here, and I'm still going to play. I'm still going to give it my all. For one, I know people they pay their last to see me. But I owe it to something. We get a tired day. Man, you know what? I think I'm about to take like a week off, man. I just been going and going. So the Mamba mentality in other areas of your life, I think is very important. That pursuit, that relentlessness, that not quitting, that not giving up, you need that to be successful in whatever other endeavors you have in your life. So I think that's important for real life.
Yeah. So you saying in order to be a boss, you got to have that Mamba mentality.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
What's your opinion on it? Playmaker mentality. I say playmaker like defer.
You know. I mean, that almost like he said, you know, when Kobe taking that shot over three players, man, you know. Same thing with being the boss, like, ain't, you know, you got to kind of when shit getting a little rough at the job and everything else, man, shit get kind of slow and you know, money ain't flowing the right way. You know, somebody got to point the finger though. You know, somebody got to point that finger. So why not let it be on me? You know what I'm saying? You know, and you know, like you really being an entrepreneur, you really got to have that mama mentality, man. Like, you know, we take an L, you're gonna be on me, yada yada, woo woo, so forth and so on, my brother. So that's my take on it. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, well, I agree to say, man. Yeah, you know, when I think about myself, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, work a full-time job and then you're talking about starting a business on the side, you know what I'm saying? Say, for instance, you work more than 40 hours at your regular job. That Mamba mentality kick in would be, you know what I'm saying, well, you know, even though I get home, I want to chill and rest, but let me keep writing this business plan out, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, I mean, hell, you be tired as hell, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, the kids got some stuff going on. The old lady got some stuff going on. So it's like, you know, we probably do have that Mamba mentality more than what we, you know what I'm saying, more people think. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We just kind of do it in different ways. You know what I'm saying? But that playmaker, I call it playmaker. I always felt like LeBron James was more of a playmaker than anything. Boys on the court. and you think about, you take, I mean, he defer a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? You can tell he defer. You know what I'm saying?
Hold. Let me stop you there. I don't think it's deferring, man. I think, like, your leadership is people have different ways of leadership.
I got you.
And I think Kobe them leadership, like, when it comes to that aspect, like the deferring, I think is your leadership. You know, LeBron know how to get the best out of who he's dealing with. Kobe and Jordan, those guys are like, man, just bump you. Like, you ain't put as many shots up. Like, LeBron know how to get the best. Like, me personally, if I had to play on a team with either one of them, I want to play with LeBron. I feel like everybody that LeBron plays with get a bag by playing with LeBron. Because
what they do after that? Like, Tristan Thompson.
You floored me with that one. Yeah, you got me.
Man, you get caught up with the Kardashian girl.
Okay,
man.
But so that's after I'm gone away from you. Now, while I'm there with you, I can only empower you. You a grown man. At the end of the day, you're gonna make your own decision. So while I'm here with y'all, if you doing this while I'm here, Tristan Thompson wasn't no different than when LeBron was there. It's just the choices he made. But as a leader, while I'm here with you, I need you on this. I need you to do this. This is your job. Like, I think LeBron does a great job with that.
Well, right quick, like, what the guy that played play on Miami, he had the box. He was the point guard, not Chalmers. But
Chalmers.
That guy.
No, Norris Cole.
Norris Cole. I heard Norris Cole the other day on, I forgot what platform. He was on the podcast. Dad, what the guy? Jeff Teague. He was on Teague's show.
520.
Yeah, he was talking about, like, one of the hardest things was to play with LeBron James, you know, because he said, you know, say for instance, he got standoff in the corner. But say for instance, the ball come to him and it's like 15 seconds on the shot clock. He said, and he'll shoot it. You know what I'm saying? Even if he make it or miss, you know, Spokes used to say something to him about that. You know what I'm saying? Because basically, the ball had to go through the stars and stuff like that. It really ain't no different, to be honest. And truthfully, everybody that ball and play, and I'm referencing back to basketball because maybe I'm still, you know, trying to argue the fact that LeBron James ain't like that way everybody thinks. He's still an asshole, man. He's still an asshole like all the rest of them stars and stuff like that because people that play along with him, you know what I'm saying? They points and everything went down too. Like, what his name? White boy that played on the Cleveland. He used to play with the Wolves.
Kevin Love.
Yeah, Kevin Love. Like, his points went down. You know, everybody's points kind of went down.
Was he going to be a champion in Minnesota?
Nah, they wouldn't be in the.
All right, so when you join this right here, you know there's some sacrifices got to be made too now.
Ooh, let's talk about the sacrifices, man. In just career period, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what y'all take on the sacrifices that made? Because you made an excellent point. You know what I'm saying? You can be on a winning team, but you know, it's a lot of sacrifices you're gonna have to make.
I feel like it's just like we're gonna use the analogy. You know, the Timberwolves and the Cavs. Kevin Love would have been an all-star year after year after year. But we know, really and truly, they're going to judge you by your production for championships, for rings. So to be, you know, over there, yeah, I could get all the stats. So, like, I'm back to business. Like, let's say, I forgot who I heard say this. Somebody said, you can own 100% of nothing. Or you could, like, it was dealing with the Masters. It was one of those rappers. Mm-hmm. Like, and he was saying, like, a lot of, like, I think it was Jay-Z was saying, a lot of people want to own their Masters. But if it's not worth anything, then it makes no difference. So, to me, you got to, like, the sacrifice thing is, okay, I don't care about saying I'm the head of this. If I can join something that's working and it's part of what my ambitions are, I don't mind sacrificing my name, my quote-unquote greatness, to be a part of a team that's winning. Yeah. Like, and a lot of times people get in their own way because, you know, they just – I don't think winning is more like in a lot of people's mind, winning ain't more important than how you view me. So I want to be viewed as the big man. So I don't want to work under you. I don't want to work under him. If my company makes $10 a month, I'm cool with that because everybody know me as, oh, that's the boss. When I can join y'all guys and y'all making $100,000 a month. So the sacrifice is my glory, but do you what do you value more, your image or your winning? So a lot of times I think that get kind of caught up in, you know, with like sacrifice.
Yeah, what do you think, Scoop? You got a take on that?
No, I think I'm going to rock with the Young King on that really, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to rock out with him, man. That's pretty good, my brother.
I agree. I want to ask y'all boys a question, man. Right quick, like, I was watching this movie over the weekend. Me and old lady was watching this movie, The Forge. I don't know if y'all boys seen that yet. The Forge. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna spoil it for people, you know what I'm saying, who haven't watched the movie yet, but it's a part in the show. Young guy needed a job. He went apply for a job and he didn't I ain't gonna say he didn't get it, but basically he had like a little attitude, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He had a little built up resentment in, you know what I'm saying, from his father leaving, all types of stuff. But long story short, man, he ended up was filling out the application. Then the president of the company walk in, boy had like a little attitude. And so, you know, he was like, I guess I ain't got the job since, you know what I'm saying, I'm meeting the president and you see me acting like this. He said, nah, go ahead and fill it out. He said, but I want to meet you in the morning or whatever. He ended up meeting him in the morning. He asked him three questions. But two questions I want to ask, because a lot of times some people don't think about these questions. Mm-hmm. But I was like, dang, I ended up writing it down yesterday. So okay. I'm going to ask y'all boys this question, man. What kind of man you want or striving to be? Like right now. Shit. Come on. Let me hear you.
Man, what kind of man?
Yeah, I put you on a spot.
You know what? I'm gonna let our guest answer that day first, man. I'm gonna kinda go out to him, see how he feeling.
I really don't have no super dope answer to the world, I guess. But me, I just try to be the type of man. I try to be is authentic, man. Try to be real. I might not, the Bible say the poor and the sick will always be among us. I might not be the richest, but I want to be authentic in all that I do.
Yeah.
And your dealings with me, I want to be the same guy in your face that I am when you walk away. Just being authentic, man, and impacting people. Like that's really it for me. I don't have no dreams of like, you know, I want to be the CEO of Fortune 100 company. I want to be authentic and I want to impact people. So when it's all said and done for me, when I'm laying in front of that church, like I'm a better man because I knew him. Yeah. The stuff he deposited in my life, like it really helped me get through some dark times. It helped me get through some hard times, and I'm a better person because I met him. That's it for me.
What about you, Scoop? Back on you, my brother.
I mean,
talk to me.
I'm a piggyback, kind of piggyback what the Young King said just now, man. I ain't got no fly ass answer for this question.
Right, I know here, I put, man, you on the spot, though. But
I mean, it's cool, my brother. But you know, just I ain't gonna say being real at the end of the day, because everybody say, "Oh yeah, I'm a real nigga." Yeah. Excuse my language, but like Dawg said just now, just being authentic, man. Just being, you know, just being me. You know, everybody know how I rock, know how I'm coming with it, man. So just just keep it face value, brother. I mean,
keeping the face value. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is, man. That's a good question, but you kind of got me on that one.
I got another one too.
Hold on, what's your answer? What's your answer?
Don't try to bypass that right
now. Yeah, man. Let's hear it.
What kind of man I'm striving to be? Mm-hmm. Man, I'm just trying to be just a man of example, a man of integrity, you know, being honest. I want to, when people see me, man, I really want them to, you know what I'm saying? Or when I leave here and people speak of me, I just want people to be like, man, you know, I was a man of integrity, morals, and a man with principles. You know what I'm saying?
I was about to add that little piece there too.
Yeah, because that's why I live by. I'm loving. I want people to know that, you know, I ain't got no hating in my heart for nobody or anything. I want everybody to see, even my enemies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, so I mean, I ain't got no type of hate in me, man. I love genuinely. You know what I'm saying? I'm just about the same. I treat everybody the same. You know what I'm saying? From the lowest to the highest. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To the CEO of the company. To, you know what I'm saying, the janitor, you know what I'm saying? I treat everybody the same.
I like so that. That's like basically that, brother.
It's tight. But the second question is, and this is the last question. I ain't mean to give y'all no quiz or nothing like that.
That's
but
I kinda mix things up, man. I like your style, my brother. I like your style.
What type of man you want people to see when they see you coming? When they see you coming, man.
Can you explain that question a little bit better?
Yeah, like so when the question came, I think I told you where the question came from when the guy asked the young man these questions, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And these questions kind of provoke like for you to think within about yourself, how you feel about yourself. Mm-hmm. And so that particular question, what type of man you want people to see when they see you coming, it just your character, you know what I'm saying? What type of character you carry about yourself, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Okay. You know.
I like that.
You know, how can I put this on? When I give you an example, you know, like the loud uncle, you know what I'm saying, that drink or steal, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People be like, don't let that nigga come in the house.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying, that's what the type of person that he always been, you know what I'm saying? And people just kind of recognize him as that. You know what I'm saying? Okay, they got love for him, but you know they don't trust him.
Yeah, that is definitely true, man. So
yeah, so that's the question. I know I'm kind of.
I like these kind of questions, man, because this type of stuff I need a lot of people don't ask themselves on a you know
real thought provoking.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
make you think. Yeah, this shit make your boy think. Yeah, now I don't be on no kind of time like this right here for real, man. So the fact that you. Asking these questions here on the fly kind of got your boy thinking for real.
You want to go? You want me to go? How you want to do it?
I mean, it don't matter. You know, go ahead, brother.
For me, when people see me coming, man, I want people to know, like, man, I might be down in the slums. I might be feeling not my best today, but I know when I get if I can get in this room with him, when I see him come, he about to brighten up my day. Like he gonna preach to me a little bit.
Yeah.
He gonna preach to me, but
it's all love though.
It's all love it's gonna be genuine and I know I'm gonna feel better. Like I done had people tell me at work, like and I'm saying this very humbly. I done had people tell me like, man, I was going through hell at the house. I look forward to coming to work because I know at least for these 8 hours that I work with you,
mm-hmm.
I can smile, I'm gonna laugh, we gonna have a good day. I might have to go back to what I left from,
mm-hmm.
But if we get to talking, you're going to give me some, you're going to deposit something in me that's going to be able to help me deal with that. Okay. And I'm going to have a good day while I'm working with you. So that's, I actually thrive off that. Like when I'm like, I try to make, and the strong get weak sometimes too, but I try to make
that's
sure
true.
Anywhere that's I go, true. I'm bringing that because that's what my mission is. I feel like that's my purpose. Like I said before, because I met him, my life was better. He deposited something in me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew when I got around him, he was gonna be. I was gonna have a good day. So that's what I want people to see when they see me coming.
Word, I love it.
I say stand on business, man. You know, stand on business. And this one guy I work with now, you know, it wasn't even like nothing real serious that we was doing that particular day on the truck. And he like, you know what? You're a good leader. You're a good leader, man. Like I like your. He didn't say I like your style, but you know I got to put a little flavor on it. But you feel me? He's like you're a good leader, man. I'm like, you know, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. And that little simple, the gesture, it just, you know, like took something. You know what I'm saying? Like for the whole week I was at work, like he ain't knew what the hell he just said to me just now. You know, it's some little simple stuff, but you know, stuff like that, man. Like being a leader, standing on, like I said, standing on business and. Like the young king just say, man, like, you know, even though I'm down right now, you know how your boy come back in, you know what I'm saying, coming back or whatever. And, you know, my character, you know, Prince without, you know, come on now. We ain't got to go on all that right there, but, you know what I'm saying? You know how I'm coming on my end or whatever, but, yeah, man, like, you know, motivator, you know, like, everybody know when I come through. Now, even though, you know, they probably don't know I ain't hit no shit that day, but I'm going to come through with the energy now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to come through with the energy, man. Like, I don't want no, you know, negative energy around me, man. Like, you know, whatever you're going through.
Keep that negative energy far, far, far away.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, if you're going through something, man, leave that shit over there. Leave that shit over there, man. Like, you know, like, come on, you know, let me go in and get you right. That type of shit, man. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's how we going to act, though.
What about me?
Yes, sir.
Of course you, my brother. Come on.
Yes, sir. You ain't ducking.
Man, clean up, man. Come on.
Listen, man, when people see me coming, man, they know that I'm not going to take, but I'm always going to deposit, you know what I'm saying? Okay. And so, you know, with me, I'm always giving back whatever it is, giving my last, you know, no matter what it is, though, you know what I'm saying? I try to be careful of that because I ain't want to be nobody garbage can or not like that when they start dumping stuff in me. And stuff like that. And that's another thing about me that I realized, that I become a garbage can where people just start dumping stuff in. Mm-hmm. But that's another area in my life that I got to kind of, you know, balance out too. You know what I'm saying? Because I always giving. And that could be good. But, you know what I'm saying? The way the world we have now, I mean, the world we stay in now, man, people going to take advantage. Try to take advantage anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, yeah, I'm always put in, you know what I'm saying? I really ain't looking for no handouts or nothing like that. But when people see me, they just know that, man, Brandon, he going to always give me knowledge, motivate.
Then, good brother.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm talking about
traveling, man.
Hold on. To what you were saying about the garbage can. Somehow we created in this culture of, if you the motivator, that you don't ever get down on yourself. At the end of the day, if you always pouring out to other people and nobody's pouring into you, then, you know, you're going to feel empty. So, man, you like you said, you do it. It's a great thing to have a cutoff because, mm-hmm. you know, people are coming there. Every time they see you, man, they got a sob story. They got sometimes when people hit me with that and I'm not up to par myself. I just hit them with the simplest line because God know all about it. Listen, I'm going to pray for you, brother. I'm going to be praying for you. Because you can't be somebody dumping ground. Because sometimes, like I said, the strong get weak sometimes. So you have to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to your finances, your advice, you know, you just have to protect yourself. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, so I agree with what you said.
Well.
Hey.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, because I got something for y'all boys. So if you want to go ahead and say something real quick.
Oh, okay. Now, what I about to say was, man, me and Scoot was talking about this last week. And, you know, a lot of times with men, you know, we kind of go through stuff and we go through, like, silently. And a lot of times we don't like to really put people in our business with a whole lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times men suffer with a whole lot of stuff, but they kind of want to do it by themselves. And I, you know, for some people, it worked better that way, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I truly believe God put us all on this earth, man, to help one another. And a lot of times you ain't really got to kind of, you know, go through your stuff by yourself, you know what I'm saying? And I say that to say because we got this group, the Kingdom, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I sometimes feel like some of us be going through certain things and then we don't really let nobody know. But that's the reason why we got the group, you know what I'm saying? To utilize resources, utilize each other, man. And the group, like Trey put on there, man, it's gonna continue to grow. And that's the only reason why it's called the Kingdom, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Full of men. Now in the past, how I used to deal with stuff, you know what I'm saying? I mean, of course alcohol. But at the same time, I used to, you know, use women to burn off some steam and stuff like that. Yeah, respectfully, you know what I'm saying? That was my go-to, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
so, you know, now I'm a little older, I can't really, you know what I'm saying? I can't really rock like that because now what that was doing back then, just sweeping it up under the rug, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just had wanted to highlight that part, you know, the fact that a lot of us sometimes suffer silently, and a lot of times we, you know, Some of us, we've been used to doing that that way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, dealing with things by ourselves. But that's like again, that's the reason why we got.
We kind of train that way too, though. From the time you're young, like, you know, if you with your daddy, your cousins, your uncle, your brothers, or whoever, if a little boy child falls, ain't but so much crying you about to do.
That's true.
So we think it's doing good by you know, toughens you up, but it make you to the point where, like, everything is held within. Like, okay, don't show no emotion. So that overflows into all aspects of your life. You get with a woman, you can't communicate because you don't know how to tell your feelings. You got your homeboys, you can't talk to them because everybody got to be super hard 24/7. Like, so I think that was kind of embedded in us. I don't know about you, but I know.
Yeah, it was.
Like, young age, you don't cry. I mean, you got a child here that has skinned their leg to the white meat, and you telling that child, I don't want to see no crying, boy. You'll be all right.
Toughen up. Hey, I ain't even going to lie.
Shit, I'm telling my daughter that right now.
I understand, man. I do that, man. I done that to my son.
But it's just, to me, it's a certain way that we have to, like, when my nephew was coming around, like, if he fall, it's okay. We ain't going to waller in. We ain't about to just sit up here for no hours and hours and go through the motion. But if you fall and you scrape you all right, man, you good. I'm all right. I'm good. All right, then you're a tough little guy. Go on about your way. But I'm not going to tell him you can't feel. Yeah. That's your natural human emotion to feel. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you that because I understand that flows over into your life. So then we become hardened creatures, and it's easier to fix damaged kids than it is to repair broken men. So we become these broken men that can't communicate, that can't, you know, something as simple as your woman do something that you don't like. Instead of just being able to say, you know, I didn't really like when you did that. All right, I ain't gonna say nothing. So now nothing gets solved.
A lot of times people don't say that because they ain't want to argue.
To me,
that's real.
I ain't gonna lie. You be like, man, I ain't about to say nothing about the. I choose my battles. That's but it, you make an excellent point though with that. Yeah. That's but school, you was getting ready to say something.
Nah, yeah, actually I was, man. I had two questions to myself for y'all brothers, man. It just, right now I just feel like it's the right moment to ask these questions right here, man. Something I want to ask for a long time. But anyway, and I think it also fits back to that Mamba mentality once y'all get what I'm trying to say right here. But anyway, for both y'all brothers, what's two things low-key you think you could really do if you're ready to put time and effort into it? Something that you always want to do for years, something that you kind of dabble into or whatever, but ain't really took it serious. But if you really took it serious, you know you could really do something with it. Since I asked questions, I'll start first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll start first. My first one is fashion. I love fashion. Y'all probably can't tell by the way I dress, but that's my own style. Yeah, you understand style, me? Yeah. That's my own style. You know how I feel, you know, how I dress, whatever. But I think early on, I think my mama, she real fly when she wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? So she put us on some fly shit back in the day. You know what I'm talking about? And, you know, throughout the years, you know, I'm like, damn, I like that. You know, I always tell my brother right here, like, boy, hey, I like your style, boy. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and third. So for one of mine would be fashion. You know, if I could, you know, dibble and dabble in that way for a little bit, I would. And also something with music. I love music as well.
Oh, that's shocking.
Yeah, I love music. Like I was on the band like throughout my whole, you know, grade school or whatever. You know, I just love music. Like I just love, you know, the beats and how they, you know what I'm saying, produce the whole beats and everything else for the, you know, for the whatever. But I would say fashion and probably being like anything with music though. Anything with music. All right. Who we got next, brother?
For me, first thing is content creating. I just want to, you know, since I'm in that field right now, you know what I'm saying, I think if I had a lot more time, I can, you know, dedicate a whole lot of time towards my content, just content period, and you know, and probably be good at it, you know what I'm saying. Okay. And that can go into filming, everything else, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, taking pictures and stuff like that. You know, that's one of the areas that, you know, I really, really like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then the other thing is trade, really in between trading and motivation speaking. You know what I mean? Like, I could really see myself just traveling and setting up seminars and setting up a whole session with everybody in it. Basically like the one that Trey went to middle part of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, just setting stuff up and hosting. I think I can do that.
It's really clean up there, my brother. Okay, appreciate that.
And I love fashion too. Hey, I absolutely love fashion.
Yeah, I already know that part. Yes, sir.
Mine would be
go ahead, bro.
Motivational speaking. I kind of been like watching that stuff since I was younger. Like, so I feel like God has blessed me with wisdom and, you know, being able to understand people. So motivational speaking and podcasting, ever since podcasting became a thing, like I've always wanted to do it because I understand it give you a reach that, you know, maybe you won't ever see me in real life, but you'll stop and watch my video or you'll stop and listen to me. Like while you driving or something. So just podcasting and probably motivational speaking.
So to
the questions you asked though, what's stopping us? Like what stops us?
And that's kind of the reason I asked the questions too though. You know, that's why I say what's something low key that you think you'll really, you know what I'm saying, thriving late on or whatever. Well, you know, far as mine, man, like, you know, like I think I wanna, you know, like I said, I always had the eye for fashion, but I never really know how to put it together for real. You know what I'm saying? And then I think I kind of got an idea now. But to answer your question, like nothing really stopping me. I said next year, people can really see the fashion side of me for real though, because I'm a really,
you're gonna step it up.
Yeah, I got to though. I've been talking about that shit for years. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, that, and third and shit, man. What I really want to do with that is I seen a guy one time on I think it was Instagram. He tapped in with a lot of black designers. Mm-hmm. And he got a podcast too. And you know what I'm saying, he just, you know what I'm saying, show love like that. So I'm like, that ain't no bad idea with that. So you know, I said I ain't necessarily got tapped in with all of them, but you know, there's a few of them. And so kinda, you know, could I it's a guy I met when I went to Benedict Homecoming. It's called his line is called Let's Get Rich. You know, okay. Yeah, he got some flavor going on or whatever. He got some flavor going on.
Also, man, too, with yours, I be seeing a lot of people do like TikTok. That's an avenue like with that fashion stuff, man. Because those get ready with me's or like something like go shopping. I'm gonna take $100 and go to Walmart and put like really, because it's a lot. It's a need for that because a lot of people really can't dress. I'm not really a dresser myself. Mm-hmm. I know how to match colors and that's it for me.
Yeah.
My go to is all black. That's my go to. I know all black can never fail me. I don't have an eye for fashion, so I get online and I look up people that can dress, and I'm like, okay, I like what they got on, so I might try something for myself. So that TikTok thing, like, going there with that.
Yeah, I heard about that though, because you know I ain't on TikTok, man. Everybody telling me trying to get on TikTok. You heard that? And let you know everything you need to know. Yada yada. I'm like, man, get no damn TikTok.
Man, you too cool for TikTok.
I mean, you know, I'm gonna keep it fucking. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But it feel like you want to say something over there, my brother.
No, what? No, I wasn't gonna get it. I think we kind of, you know,
press for time now.
Okay. But I guess I ain't gonna do no beer tip. You want to do a fashion tip? What the color of the season is right now?
I won't say. I need to tap and tell that, man. Like I really do. But you way better with that type of stuff than I am though. Like let's keep it 100.
I mean, I let's keep it 100. Me personally, the color for me,
mm-hmm,
that I kind of love, you know what I'm saying, go to is like olive green. I like olive green.
See,
man,
that? That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? That olive green is really popping this time of the year.
Kind
of
flowery too, my boy.
Yeah.
And going together pretty good over there.
I don't even know where I got this from. I ain't got no eye for it. It's just, I had this hanging up in the closet. I just threw it on.
Sometimes that's the best way with fashion. Fashion is an expression of your own personality.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't really nothing, you know, hard on it. You know what I'm saying? Just however you feel that day, what your personality is, mm-hmm, that day. Sometimes I'm in a good mood and I just throw some color on. You know, almost like art.
It is.
I would say it is, though. It is. I know a female had told me that one time too. She was like, you know, fuck. Cause I don't be going like with this, like you say about the season, you know, so what's the color of the winter, of the fall, this thing. I don't be knowing all that stuff, man. She's like, well, you got to put these kind of colors right here together, yada, yada. Woo. I'm like, well, I don't be knowing all that shit right there. But I'm trying to get into it. That's why
it's subjective to me, because I look at some of the stuff that a celebrity be wearing. I'd be like, I would never. Now, yeah, I ain't no fashion person, but I would never wear that. But I guess it's art. Like,
they got money, man.
Somebody might paint a picture that I might think is horrible. They might go to an auction and they sell for $2 million. So
yeah, that's facts. Yeah. So tip of the week. What we got?
Ah, man, my brother. I know. Ooh. Q got something for us, man.
Tip of the week. Thanksgiving is over. Mm-hmm. Show your gratitude to God. Show your gratitude to the people that's around you. Love people that's loving you. And even try to love your enemies. That's all I got for you.
Yeah. That's pretty good, brother.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're getting on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening to the Kimi Podcast. Catch us every Thursday. This your boy Scoop.
Your boy Brandon.
And we out.
Peace. Ooh. Let's go.